Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be generally cloudy. We'll have a high near 40. Had some fog earlier this morning. It's starting to go away slowly, so still take it easy if you're out there driving this morning. Might find some really patchy stuff out there. Kenosha, right now, 39 degrees. 39 also in Burlington. Milwaukee, 36. It is 38 in Racine. Well, if you heard, Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson International Airport got the power back, but now it's a matter of giving everything back to normal. So if you have any travel plans today that would include any connection to that particular airport, you better check with the airline itself to see if that flight is on schedule or was changed as a result of that power outage that hit there yesterday in Atlanta. Travel and tourism expert Roger Brooks was in Racine earlier this year, offering up some general tips on how to improve the downtown. It was a presentation at the S.C. Johnson Golden Rondell Theater. He may be coming back for a more detailed presentation based on what local officials heard. Racine City Development Director Amy Connolly telling the Redevelopment Authority recently, Real Racine again leading the charge to get Brooks back to the area.
They would actually like to bring Mr. Brooks back to the city of Racine to do what was sort of a secret shopper, secret destination travel. So he comes in for 2 days, evaluates the community and all the issues, you know, relating to tourism, and then does a presentation and gives you a plan of action that you need to follow.
She said that it could be a coordinated effort with the business community to get him back for more ideas.
Real Racine would like to bring him in, and I've heard from downtown business owners and the business improvement districts have all, you know, were really excited about his presentation. Mm-hmm. And I thought if I'm able to get Real Racine to get me a proposal that we could maybe partner with the RDA, downtown Racine, maybe the business improvement districts could also contribute a little bit and we could all go in together to bring him back to do a presentation.
When Brooks was in Racine a few months back, he told the Golden Rondell crowd that now is a chance for downtowns to flourish again. He also noted the importance of making downtown a place where people want to spend their time, not just visitors, but also local residents. The RDA told that other Racine County municipalities might be interested also in participating in having Roger Brooks return. Pleasant Prairie's Village Board set to meet tonight. One of the items on the agenda, the sale of land along the interstate to German gummy bear maker Haribo. The company announced earlier in the year that it planned to build a $242 million, 500,000-square-foot facility on land just south of Highway C and west of the I. The board is to vote tonight on selling about 137 acres of that land to Haribo for $13 million. Trustees also scheduled to vote on a certified survey map that divides the property into two lots and two outlots. Construction of the Haribo plant is expected to begin next year, the production starting in the year 2020. Also on the village board's agenda, an ordinance to create the Pleasant Prairie Convention and Tourism Commission. That would end the village's association with the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. And there's an amendment to the comprehensive plan that would allow for the construction of a synagogue and a learning center along Highway H. M7 is a coalition of southeast counties, which includes Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. The group trying to increase the flow of talent by getting more businesses and industries to offer up both internships and apprenticeships. Susan Kane leads the effort, suggesting to the Workforce Development Board recently, the way that millennials handle the work environment, that could be a help to a company's immediate future.
Even, you know, something as low touch as a plant tour, to hear how having young people in the building for a day impacts a supervisor who may not have thought outside the box in many years and have to interact with young people and see what they do through a young person's eyes, it's re-energizing.
In addition to offering up internships, she says that more companies ought to be involved in things like job fairs, career expos, and offering shadow opportunities. And in Kenosha, Alderman Anthony Kennedy thinks that his colleagues need to support State Senate Bill 371. It targets companies not paying their workers the wages they have coming, known as wage theft. His resolution on tonight's council agenda for a second reading says low-wage workers who can least afford it are the most common victims. The Senate bill was introduced by Kenosha Racine Senator Bob Wirch. It is supported by other local legislators. It would tighten up the rules on employers who don't take care of their employees while subjecting those in violation to penalties. If the resolution does get passed, then copies would be going to the governor, Senator Wirch, and Assembly Representatives Kirkman, Onstad, and Barca. Caledonia's Legislative Licensing Committee set to meet at 5:30 this evening at the Village Hall. The agenda includes a proposed ordinance that will create geographic restrictions and quotas on retail Class A and Class A intoxicating liquor licenses within the community. Then at 7 o'clock, it's the regular business meeting of the Village Board. They're included in the agenda, an update on the former Western Publishing Company building, the trustees having previously supported efforts on a raise order to try to get things moving on that. Right after that meeting is another special Village Board meeting. They'll be talking about that particular property, also the former Olympia Brown School site. And there's a closed session that would include performance evaluation data on the administrator. Public Works Committee and the City of Racine recommended approval to the Common Council for an amendment to an existing contract when it comes to the Main Street Bridge and electrical updates. The amendment would include the State Street Bridge in that contract. Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag told the panel both bridges need it, and this would move up the work timetable, also borrow on the same expertise, plus the state covers 100% of the cost.
The person doing the design was involved when the bridge was originally built, so he has the background and all the electrical needs of the bridge, so it's the preferred source to do this design. Again, the estimate, not to exceed amount, is $129,092.79, and again, this is covered by the state of Wisconsin as a lift bridge expense, so it would all be reimbursed by the state.
Total cost of the contract would be over $262,000. Slightly more of that would be covering the cost of electrical upgrades on the Main Street Bridge. Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board, among the action items entering its 6:30 meeting, to vote on performance contracts with Trane Incorporated and Johnson Controls for continued energy efficiency work at district schools. It's part of the situation that won't be allowed starting next year because state law is being changed. Schools targeted for the work, Mitchell, both the elementary and the middle school sections, as well as Frat Elementary and the Community Pathways campus. State law has allowed districts to approve a tax levy over and above the revenue limits for funding energy efficiency projects at various schools with performance contracts. Well, next year, they can't do that, so end-of-the-year deals are now being finalized statewide to get those in before the deadline. Two Democrats are running in tomorrow's special election primary for State Assembly in the 66th District. 32-year-old John Tate II and 26-year-old Greta Neubauer. They're seeking to replace longtime Representative Corey Mason after, of course, he was elected mayor of Racine. Neubauer, a former staffer in Mason's office, who's leveled criticism at the governor for the Foxconn deal, for which she has several concerns.
I don't think that Racine got enough out of that deal, right? We did not see local hire provisions, diverse hire provisions, union contracts, or strong enough environmental protections. But we do have the possibility of good middle-class jobs.
Tate is the second, is an alderman, that is. He's John Tate II. He's a counselor as well. He's also concerned about Foxconn, how that's all going to play out, especially with the projection of all the jobs in the community, in a community that's had high unemployment for many years.
There are a lot of things missing from the initial legislation that would have allowed me to support it. I do want to acknowledge a lot of our more local officials who are working extremely hard to ensure that we have environmental provisions and that there are additional kind of layers to protect, you know, our environment and some of our taxpayers and to try and get the jobs, you know, to the people who most need them.
The special election primary tomorrow will be choosing Corey Mason's replacement for the next year because there is no Republican opposition in the January 16th general election. Both Neubauer and Tate talking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.